to do a demonstration.
What are you doing?
I'm showing my wise board.
Oh, yeah, well, I can't. Let's make a quick recall what we learned last week. We were speaking about making an oihel with your hand. So we spoke, Moshe, I remember Moshe, we spoke about holding a talis over, and once you got a chosn and kala, for example, to come into a room, well, chosn and kala, chosn brace and chosn Torah, and you want to spread, a talis over them. So we said, that's mutter. It's mutter to do. Why is that mutter? Because it's called an oil bidei odom. A person which holds an oil over him, over with his hand, that is a very weak oil, even though it's a roof, but it's a very weak sort of oil, and that sort of oil is allowed to be held on Shabbos. We said, I'm not sure what it is. So you hold it up. Too few people hold it at different corners, for example, you spread it over. That's much to do. People hold it over the chosn kala, it's much to do, no problem. The only thing we've cleared about, I didn't find out about this actually, the interesting question is, so the moshel who adin, a person's going out in the rain, he doesn't want to get himself wet, so he takes his jacket off, and he puts it over like this. He goes and he makes a quick dash of it like this. Quick dash. What? All right, he puts it around like this way. Okay, quite right, very good. So he puts it like this way over here. So you can see where he's going, right? See where he's going. Isn't that, that's also the Chorim Mutter, yeah? Because it's a bit... Yeah, quite right. As long as it's an Erev, yeah, quite right. As long as it's an Erev, it's Yontov. So it'll have to do. Because that is Mutter, because that's a Shvacha Kain. That's a Shvacha thing. The only thing we ask, which is a good question, I don't know about this, Lamosh, let's say you take a baking tray. It's a hard piece of metal, and you hold it over your head, and you walk out into the street. With that, that could be worse. I don't know the answer. Is it? Yeah, it's different. Worse than Talis. It's flimsy. It doesn't hold at all. Yeah, but the whole thing is shvach. You see it by an umbrella that's also held in the hand, yeah? You can see it. None of the poskim held. But none of the poskim held it was mutik. It's a flimsy thing. There, it's much stronger. It's a firm fixture. That head doesn't work. Why can't you say it's held by an odom? It just drops and it's nothing. That is much worse, that case.
Because even when you let go and it falls into four, it's still.
I understand. Yeah, could be that's the reason. It's interesting. I don't know. Yeah, could be. Okay, everybody's saying. Then we spoke about, oh, very interesting. I tell you, I spoke to my children on Friday night about the shiur we gave over here. I said, we were speaking about hats. Wearing, remember, we spoke. So we came up with a chiddush first from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is a chiddush about wearing a wide brimmed hat. I've just been to someone who deals in hats. So now it's a new fashion hat. They're starting with very, very narrow. So there's no shaira. But in the Shulchan Aruch case, it's talking about where you've got a wide hat. The moshel, this is a tefach already, yeah? This is a tefach wide. The Shulchan Aruch says, that's in Shin Aleph. It was that Shin Aleph, Sif Mem, I think it was. Very interesting halacha. Shin Aleph. It was Sif Mem. It was a few days about this. It could be a problem of wearing a hat on Shabbos. Could be a problem, we said, because of an oihel. It's talking about these flat ones. The Maisa, we said there's no problem. We said that our hats nowadays are not made to protect yourself from the rain or the sun. They are made lenoy ba'almis, just to, it looks nice, so we wear it. And therefore, there's no problem with our hats. Someone, but a Maisa, you have to have a sun hat, which I haven't, someone told me he was going to give me one today. I didn't see, he said he was going to give me one. A nice wide sun hat where you wear in a nice hot place. It's for the heat to protect you from the sun. That the chur is taken not so posture to wear on Shabbos. The straw hat was a nice wide brimmed in order to protect you from the sun. That the chur is more problematic. So I was looking here in the Oka Shabbos. Sorry?
You're on the move.
You're on the move. It's firm. Yeah, it's firm. It's meant to protect you. It's meant to protect you from the sun. That's even not permanent. But Aaron's also. So this is a problem over here. This could be problematic. So the Oka Shabbos is a pair of tests. You can find it over here. About these hats. Oh, I didn't write a marimacha for this, I don't think. I don't know where it is, I have to look for it again. Oh, here it is. Oh, sure. So he speaks about these wide hats. You might see he's muttering it, but you have to know, one which is made for the sun could be worse. Then we spoke about the hats, which the marshal has the next halach in Shulchan Aruch. We put a hat on, but it's very windy outside. So then there's a chashash that a person goes out in the wind, his hat blows off. Moshe, let's say that me, for example. I'm wearing my cover, this is the case we're talking about over here. So the hat blows off, goes over there. So what happens is I pick my hat up, and I walk with it a few hours, and put it back in my head. I've got a cap on. So surely that could be a problem. So normally it's not a problem, because it's not so windy. Normally a hat stays in your head, it's not a problem. Point this Shabbos actually was actually very windy. It was actually very, very windy, and the hat could have blown off very easily. So the person's wearing a couple, then there's a big danger. That person might carry. I mean, it's not the Shulchan Aruch says, if a person's not wearing a couple, there's no danger. What's going to happen is, let's say he's not wearing a couple. So his hat blows off, but as soon as he picks up his hat, he'll put it straight on again. He won't carry it. Head cover. Right. Okay, you're right. It's not ideal. But there's nothing you can do in this case. So in that case, my sense much to do. But when you're wearing a couple, that's much worse. So normally we get around this problem because it's not so windy. Where it's very windy, there you've got more of a serious problem. So you have to make sure your hat goes on very, very tight. Or you put something around it. I mean, it's not, I don't know what's... If you've got air, there's no problem at all in the town. If you've got air in the town... If you've got air, there's no problem. But if you're talking about a place, I was talking to Gateshead this week, and Marshall said it was very, very windy, actually. Very, very windy this Shabbos. That could be a problem. That's like it says over here.
There's no
air. There's no air. That's much worse. That could be worse in the case where there's no air. Okay. Let's move on to today's topic.
There's a problem in the hat, where there's a tefach between your head and the top of the hat.
Well, you mean you got a gap over here?
Yeah.
Nothing happened. So that's the same test. It's not made to shape oil. It's not made to shape oil at all.
No, but you said nowadays our hats are not.
I'm talking about width. I'm talking about this way, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking about over here. You're talking about this way up here. It's not made to shape oil. I don't think it's not at all. It's not.
What was that?
It was. It was something was made to protect you. It was made to protect yourself, to protect you from the sun. No. The height doesn't make a difference. The height didn't protect you that way, I don't think.
No.
So coming to today's topic, a very interesting thing over here.
The plastic
oil
in the hat, that's
not good. That's nothing to do with oil. That's a shine of salt. Once the plastic goes over the hat, then there's no sign of it's lying mummish on the hat. It's like putting a tablecloth over the table, yeah? There's no oil that goes mummish on top of the table. So a plastic that goes over here is also no problem at all. That's not a problem. So it's coming to move to today's topic, very interesting with the moshul today. So the topic today was, what was the topic actually? I mean, I know what it's about, obviously, but the side. Oh, can you drape over this thing? Should be shining. It's been glasses a lot of times. What happens is very often with children, they want to play a game, yes? Yeah? So what they do is like this: they've got to put two things here. I can't do a whole demonstration. There's something like this over here, right? There's an interesting game like this, and what they do is they spread this over here. I'm not so expert in this. And you've got like a little oil underneath there, it can hide underneath here. That is problematic. I just want to explain to you before we carry on. There's two sorts of oil that we're talking about over here. An oil which is made to protect a person, either from the sun or the rain, or he's meant to hide himself, he wants to hide. Moshe, I just missed you, I need you to hold this over here. Come inside, Moshe, sit down, I might need you here. Yeah? So, what do you call it? So, an oil which is made to protect a person from the sun, the rain, or it's made to be hide you want to be hidden, which is often when children play, they want to be hidden. That is even with a tent by itself, just the roof by itself. That's very, very common. The roof by itself is awesome. If it's not meant to protect, the Moshe, let's say it's not meant to protect you. You're not doing it to protect yourself. It's the Russian. Let's say it's made like you put your feet underneath a table or something like that. Yeah, but you're not really made. Well, I'll tell you a good example. A person wants to make a bed on Shabbos. So what he does is he puts two bricks on the floor and he puts a board across and he lies down on that bed. And he's not really interested in the airspace underneath there. That's much better. That's more lenient. That root is only also to put on if the mechitzas are facing each other. They're tefach wide. And you do it on Shabbos. Folding your bed is mutter. Folding your bed, we spoke about Moshe. Folding your bed is mutter to do. But there's a very big hetzer in Hilchas Oil, very big hetzer, which Chazal Moshe, can I just ask you a minute to come here? I just want to show you something. Can I ask you to come here a minute, Moshe? If you want to make this on Shabbos, Chazal says, I look in Shin Tez Vosim. You hold it over here, Moshe. Alright? Hold it out like this. What you could do is, so the Meister, this we hold over here. Someone comes along now and brings the chairs underneath over here. Now I'm holding this open over here, and you slide the chairs underneath, and then you put this on top. That's called milmalo lamato. You're going from the top downwards. That is mutter. Chazal didn't make this even in the best sort of oil we're talking about, where you're doing protection. That oil is much stronger. Thank you very much. Come again, Moshe. Thank you. What? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. So that oil, which you do from upwards downwards, even if it's made to protect the person, is mutter. So if a person wants to make, for example, let's say a child wants to play this game on Shabbos, the simple answer is you need, might need to get two people to play. You get two children to hold the what do you call it, the quilt across, and then you slide the what you call it, the chairs underneath. You put the machitas underneath. Now the question is, I want to ask you a question, Rabbi, why is it not a problem? When I hold the cloth straight over, the chayra, I've made a proper gallery there. I hold it. What?
The same as the talis.
Oh, the talis. That's called oil binodin. That's a very shach oil, that one, yeah? Because I'm holding it by a person. It's being held by a person.
And you're strengthening it.
And here, the mice, I'm putting the machizen afterwards, that's allowed to be done.
So what's in this upper down and down for up?
No, but normally when you build, normally when a person builds, he normally starts backwards. So Chazal warned you make a shinui over here, yeah? Here you're making a shinui. You make, don't think it's an oil arai we're talking about over here. You're not making a normal oil over here. You're making an oil arai, and therefore that's what we said already last week. That's the same heter with a buggy, for example. So for example, someone, let's say, for example, has got no, so we said last time, there's no problem over here. This buggy is no problem, we said last time, because you've got this hood on already, yeah? So this hood is already attached. So therefore, to open this hood is much on Shabbos. Once you've got this hood open, when you're tefach, you're allowed to put the ring cap on top now. Mm-hmm. Because once it's called moist oil, it's the one layer tin of this oil, is to add the oil. Let's say this was not on. Let's say you didn't have this this part of the buggy on, you've got no hood for the buggy, and you need to drain the outside, you want to put the baby inside. So it's going to get soaky. What you can do is like this, someone holds the ring cover open up like this, and then if someone holds like this, you slide the buggy into the ring cover. That's the man of matter, that's what's up.
Is a bird out of the
shell? A goy goes to a goy, we like this, like that, but it's only a goy, yeet. You can even get a yeet to slide in. That's quite interesting, the Moshe, yeah? That's interesting. So that's one of the ways of how to do it, yeah? That's an easy way. So all oil you can make on Shabbos if you do it this way. I must say it's interesting, sometimes you go to Kiddushim. So I ask you, Rabbi, let's say the Kiddush has been set up on Shabbos morning, nice and early. And now they don't want all the cakes to be open. So they want to put like a plastic over all the cakes. What do you say, everybody? Is that allowed or not allowed?
It's a cover. It's not
a... So if it touches the cake mummies, if it goes over the cake's mummies, there's no gap, then it's no problem. There's no shadow oil. What?
There might be a tap after the
cake. You have set the pieces higher up.
Alright. So I would say, well, where have I got? Well, one minute. If you put it straight over the cake, which I don't know if it happens that way, because the mice don't think you want to get smudgy, but let's say you put it straight over the cake, then that is no problem at all, yeah? That's mutter to do, because there's no oil, there's no gap of halal. But sometimes, what you might have is you might have a gap. You don't want to rest mummies on the cakes because you don't want to smudge or whatever it is. So what you do is you might have some centerpieces up there which are sticking a little, let's say this is the table, so you might put some over here, across here, some over here, some over here, some over here, then you spread the cloth, the plastic, right over this, over the whole thing. No one talking about it. What? Just over the top, there's a gap in between. Oh, sorry, my dear. Just lift up 1 minute. Just lift up a little bit slightly. It's like that. It's drooping over. That the chayra. Not too high, my dear. Hello.
Hello.
Right. There. That's right, my dear. That's good. Very good. All right, my dear.
Not laying him.
Not laying. So that the chayra is a problem. To do that is a problem. Yeah. You've got the nine, the whatever it is covering over. That's the chayra problem. How do you get around this, Rabbi Yisai? Very good. The way to get round is the same answer. What you do is you put the center piece, you put the this over here. Sorry, Moshe, can I trouble you again? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Moshe, don't mind that.
What, he's got cakes all over.
Hold on a minute. Oh. No, you put a hand as high as stands. You put some pieces higher up over here.
Oh,
come on. Let's say this is your cake pieces over here, all over here. What you do is you take something higher like this, higher over here, all along, all the way along, and then you put, yeah? Before you put that, you spread this first over. Then put this over, then you put. Sorry, you put this over, then you put the heater down, drops down. Hey presto, you got a lovely cake for you for the soup. Not smudged, nothing at all. It's a good answer. This is a show, Moshe. Thank you very, very much.
It's a great laugh to do this as well.
A great laugh to do.
You're putting it at a certain higher level, and then.
But that holding, while you're holding it, it's not called an oil.
It's not going to go down onto that,
sorry. So while you're holding it, that's nothing. It hasn't got a shape oil. And you've done it in a funny way. You put the oil on top first. You're talking about what, it slides down a bit? He's asking the question, it's simple. He's asking the Meister, why am I... He's asking the question. Okay, it's a good point, this is what he's asking. Is it not, let's say you make the centre piece, the pieces up here, yeah? And you start your oil much higher up.
Then you push it in.
And then you push everything in, what you have to do. Then you drop your roof down.
Yeah.
Meister, is that called... What?
Yeah,
I know, but most of it was down at
feet. Get that buggy, you bring it underneath it, same level.
Yeah, yeah, mum is the same. Not sure. I hear what you say, I don't know. I'm not sure. It's an interesting point. I'm not sure. I have to think about that. If it's mum is near the same, I mean, you can never get it exactly. So you ask, there's a big gap. There's a big gap between the roof and where it lands down. Is that a problem?
It's gonna be difficult putting it in and then the table. You put it high up, then you put it there, and you put it down.
Yeah, that's like an interesting point. I'm not sure about that. It's an interesting point.
Prepare the top first.
What?
If you prepare the top first.
What do you prepare it? You just spread it out.
Plastic stretch off it, then you've done it there.
Yeah, but he's asking now when it drops down.
After you prepare it, the top first.
Yeah, but that's nothing, because the oil is only when it lands down the bottom. He's telling you, your landing is a problem.
There's a basic. First, normally you put the sides on, then you put the top on. Here, you prepare the top first. And then you can
get on that. It could be. It's possible. Yeah, it's possible.
The same applies if you have one of these places, they've got glass trays to put the tapes on. It's important by upside down containers. So in between the containers,
you've got four oil. That's an issue I want to speak about. Let's say over here, for example. Let's say, for example, you put this down, yeah? Hold on one moment. Let's say you've got like, you put this down here, and you've got a glass platter across.
Yeah.
Now, that's the thing. Do you want the space underneath it at all?
No. You don't want the space underneath it.
Same as a bedroom. You're better than the bedroom, because the bedroom
don't want
to put your slippers underneath there, yeah? You might even know here, it's nothing at all. So here's the only problem, it's a tepper, it's a problem with the
picture.
It was a proper tepper. If it's a tepper, then you've got the point. Here's also the question then. What's the, go to these fat, not fat to do. You go to these conditions. What? So you could do it way round it, it's certainly going to shake it out. What you can do is you put the roof on first, and then you put the thing underneath. Let's go back. What we're talking about over here is these centrepieces, yeah? For example, what you do is you've got these two pieces over here, and you put a plastic right across, you put a tray right across, a regular glass over there, and you put all your cakes on top of the plastic. Now, is that allowed to be done on Shabbos?
You don't want to leave them on the top.
You don't want it, it's true. You don't want it, but mid-drop on, I forgot to, we experienced once before. If it's a tefach high, which it is, and you've got a mechitza over here, which is one tefach wide, and a mechitza over here, which is one tefach wide, facing each other, that is could be a problem, right? You shouldn't do that with Shabbos. That lechatchil you shouldn't do. Even though you don't want the space underneath over here, but you shouldn't make this lechatchil on Shabbos. So the best way to get around this is to put the roof on first. Either do it before Shabbos, but it's not very practical sometimes.
You're going to stop getting the glass, right? Okay, yeah. Everyone, now put
them in the pieces.
Fantastic, that's
yeah.
It.
That'd be alright. It's a good glass to do it. So that would be zich be alright. I've got to check this, but that's zich alright to put the glass on the flat, the plate, the tray first, and then slide the walls underneath. That's mukhamutta. Well, the allocated wood, I've got to check out. Okay, everybody, so stop there.
It's fantastic here. Hold it like that, right? And it's a
bit.
Alright.